Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We'll do a quick rundown of some waiver thoughts here that I have based on the ongoings of week one. So I think, you know, you go back and listen to the snap reactions, but this is meant to sort of be an abridged version. So I think you got a quarterback thing here with Tyler Heinicke in Washington. That's, I think, the big story at quarterback. I'm not necessarily going to break the bank for him. Like, I think that Ryan Fitzpatrick could be back. Hard time seeing a long-term investment in Heinicke as well. So that would be the thing that I would have a little bit of caution and concern over, about making a long-term investment there in him. So again, maybe, you know, 10 to 20%. I'm not breaking the bank, though. I'm just not going to break the bank. If you want to do something price enforcing in that range, if you get him, that's fine. I'm not going to break the bank, though, just because I think he's not the type of asset that I think has great outs in terms of really helping you. I'd rather have that flexibility to keep pushing the needle down the line. Cedric Wilson's one at wide receiver I think is really interesting, with Gallup going to be missing some time here. Wilson, you really saw an uptick of his routes and of his involvement. So he's one that that I think is an interesting one. If you have a need at wide receiver, you could potentially start him for the upcoming weeks here. Trent Sherfield as well, you can start him. I think is a possible outcome if you need to. It's obviously not ideal, but he's another one that you could do. They're sort of similar in the few percent range, maybe 3 to 5, something like that. Braxton Berrios, super deep, ran a ton of routes there for the Jets. So he's one super deep at the wide receiver position. KJ Osborne as well. A good amount of work there going on with Minnesota. So he's one to potentially take deeper on. Zach Pascal with the Colts, fair amount of involvement. So if you have some need at wide receiver, he's one that you could potentially involve. DeMarcus Robinson, I think, is interesting just because he's getting a big ADOT. Van Jefferson, if he's available in shallower leagues, a ton of work there over Robert Woods, as a matter of fact, in terms of routes. So I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm open to the idea that we were wrong on Robert Woods and wrong on Van Jefferson. And if it changes, we can cut him. You know, small percent of the budget. I think that one, he's one that I'd probably prioritize over Wilson. He'd probably be the one that I'd prioritize the most at the receiver position, just because given his pedigree, and given, you know, the role that they have him in, it's a interesting role in terms of being able to capitalize. So he's one that I'd probably prioritize here at the position over anyone else. The running back stuff, I mean, I've covered this one quite a bit in terms of the running back stuff on the rundown show. So you've already got some of that information, but again, just going back over it, Cordarrelle Patterson's an add. Again, he's got receiver eligibility. Kenny Gainwell, and Cordarrelle Patterson has wide receiver eligibility on MFL. Kenny Gainwell, I think, is the injury away guy in Philly, so if he's available, definitely take a shot on DJ Dallas as well. Maybe Alex Collins got cut being inactive. Pick him up. He's like a dollar bid guy for me. He's like a one percenter. Carlos Hyde is tentatively starting in Jacksonville, so if he's available in like 20 man, something like that, I think he's maybe worth a consideration. Larry Rountree appears to be the injury away guy, and he actually played the best of the running backs in camp. So he's one that I think is pretty interesting there as well. Let's see who else. I think that's it that I have for running backs here. Breida, I think I mentioned as well. I didn't mention him in specifically in the notes because these were guys that just stood out in terms of the stuff. But Breida is one that I think warrants it. I would take a shot on J.J. Taylor just on the off chance that Belichick's upset about fumbles and wants to sort of go a totally different route. Like, take a shot there to make sure he's rostered. Man, that might be deeper. That might be like 28, 30 man, something like that, where that happens. But I think that's probably worth a shot. Again, if you can keep consolidating roster spots and just churning the back end through, you want a couple of those 3 to 5, you know, spots to be very churnable. So, and if you can get future assets, I like that quite a bit. At tight end here, I think the big one is Pharaoh Brown, if he's eligible out there. I think he's interesting in sort of some deeper formats. James O'Shaughnessy as well, if you need some help at tight end. Will Dissly playing quite a bit as well there. So those are your big takeaways there. Again, I talked about these in some form or fashion in all the other shows this week in terms of go check out the running back rundown show. Go check out the snap reactions. And I did something different with snap reactions, which I'm going to keep doing on the recommendation of a subscriber. See, I do listen then to suggestions and try to implement them the best that I can. But I've gone ahead and I put some timestamps in the stuff for the running back or for the snap reactions there. So that way you can go ahead and check that out. So I know it's deeper. It's like an hour or whatnot, but you can search through if you have specific stuff. And you know, as a consumer of content myself, and I do like it where I can go back and say like, hey, where was that thing? You know, I kind of remember the thing. And I remember being at like such and such a point, you know, it was in this section or whatever, and kind of having an idea where to look in the podcast notes. I know can be helpful. So that'll pretty much do it for this one. I don't think there's any like, and if it's worth noting, if Elijah Mitchell is available to go and spend a lot of money on him, I don't think he is. That's why I haven't really made him be a part of this show. But I think if he is, like, that's one to absolutely add for what that's worth. But he's not available in any of my leagues, so I didn't really consider him. But if you are in like a 20-man league, like, he is good. You know, I put 100% in on Scott Fishbowl on him just because I need upside. And I'm in 11th place overall in the big tournament. So he's the type of player that, like, if he hits, he can make a difference for me. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. And I want a ton of risk and I want a ton of reward. So that's the strategy. So that'll pretty much do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.